World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Now, I was listening to that intro there, that canned taped intro that we have. I had that thing made about, golly, it's 2024, probably 20 years ago. I had that thing made. And every time I listen to that thing, I hear something different, right? I hear something different. Why do we expect the gospel to be well received? Why do we think that you can share the gospel without any backbone? And by the way, why does it require backbone? Why does it require courage? And if it does require a backbone and it does require courage, why do so few Christians have a backbone? Because we're in the position that we're in. All of us were in the position that we're in because why? Well, because for the most part, nobody will stand up against the forces of darkness. No, very few people will. Well, I mean, we'll do it personally. Like just before I came down here, we got a George and I are traveling to Texas today. I drive because on a rare occasion, am I ever going to get back in one of those birds, one of those planes, and be treated like a criminal before I get on and be forced to wear a mask. It's just not worth it to me anymore. So George and I are going to drive out there, long way, 14, 16. I don't know what it is. And, well, we'll have a good time together, but why do we expect everything to be easy if we're in a war? Really, really are in a war. And we look around at all the crazy things that are going on in the country, and we ask ourselves, what is the antidote against darkness? Can somebody help me out here? What is the antidote? That's a big word. That means, what's the cure? What's the counterbalance? Because I was doing some
light.
Light. I was doing some research today. Newton's law. First of all, I don't know. How did Newton know all that stuff that he knew? And we still follow Newton's laws of thermodynamics, Newton's law of, there's a bunch of Newton's laws. One of Newton's laws is that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's a yin and a yang. Yin and a yang. Have you noticed how, for the most part, we're permitted to have the yin, but you're not permitted to have the yang. You notice that? That the enemy is doing everything they can to stop that equal and opposite reaction. They call you names, they do whatever. And as a result of it, the average Christian guy that you run into, he's not a fighter. It's not that isn't even discussed in the church anymore, that you're supposed to be a fighter. Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. To every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. I wonder what percentage of American Christians know that song. Could sing that song. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as the war with the cross of Jesus going on before, right? Like a royal army moves the church of God. That whole attitude, that whole mentality is totally and completely gone out of the church. Back up for Jesus, ye wimpy Christian. I can make up a song to it. Because from the pulpits, we are preached submission. Not submission. I'm sorry, I was going down this rabbit trail. It's either submission or evacuation. That, for the most part, is the message of most churches. Just hold on. Things are really, really bad. Get in your prayer closet, hunker down, and Jesus is going to come and get you. The 901 bus coming through here, and he's going to pick you all up and get you all out of here. Meanwhile, all the people around you are perishing, for the most part. You know that, don't you, right? But the average person,
boom,
every day, they're lost, totally and completely lost. and that all the major organizations that we run into are totally under control of, I'm telling my wife, Michelle, get those new ones out. I got, okay, thank you. All under control of the Luciferians. All of it. Everything under control of the Luciferians. And there's not one church in 10 that will fight back, which, by the way, come to our annual event. If you have never been in the presence and heard the warrior heart of Flip Benham, that itself is worth the trip. And Flip's going to address us. He would say, who's Flip Benham? Well, he was the head of Operation Save America when I first got involved with stuff. And he baptized, Flip Benham baptized Jane Roe, Norman McCorvey. Flip Benham, believe it or not, led her to the Lord. He's a warrior, and he's going to talk to us about being warriors in Christ. Now, look, some of you don't want to be warriors. Well, it doesn't matter. It's really not an option. It really, really is an option. My wife, my petite, beautiful, sweet little wife, she's one of the greatest warriors I know. She wars in the spirit. I was getting show prep done, and she sat over in the corner, and she's praying and declaring that our trip's going to be good, and we're going to be safe, and there ain't going to be anything getting in front of us all the way, and no weapons formed against it. I mean, it's just, see, you don't have to be bold and boisterous like me. You don't have to do that. Daggone it, friends. Your children are at risk. Your grandchildren are at risk. Your neighbor's children are at risk. And the message of the church is, what is the message? Say, Coach, man, you sing the same song. Yes, I know, because the same pipe is leaking. And we won't fix the pipe. And we just talk about, oh, my goodness, all that water is going to come in. Did you see that? We're getting ready to spring another leak over here. Oh, we get another pipe. Oh, my goodness. That's, for the most part, that's the way Christians live their lives. We don't live victorious Christian lives. Oh, man, maybe we make money. We make a lot of money, and so we think that's victorious. And we get a lot of stuff, and we think that's victorious. And we're happy, and you guys with me? That ain't victory, man. That ain't victory. In fact, that kind of stuff makes you soft. The more stuff you have, the less willing you are to engage. Why? Because it's going to cost you more.
Amen.
It's going to cost you something. You don't want to do that because, you know, Christianity is about your best life now, your purpose-driven life. You only have a short time to be here. And while you're here, enjoy it. Jesus wants you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. In the meantime, they are friggin' eating us alive everywhere you look. So that's the theme of Coach Dave Live. I'm going to take communion. I just got to get it out of me. And I'm going to jump in a car. I'm going to jump in a car and I'm going to travel, I think, I don't know, 16 hours maybe. I'm going to drive 16 hours to speak for 15 minutes and drive 16 hours back home. And George is going to jump in with me. Praise God. George had some free time. And, you know, I always tell George, run to the light. So we're going to be heading that way together. And what's the benefit? Well, influence. Influence. Some of you still don't understand that. Everything I try to do is about influence, not about me. Now, I've been really going through some physical problems. By that, I mean this. I don't know what happened to it. I'm 71 years old, and Michelle's having me doing some husband work, and I'm trying to keep her happy, so I'm doing some husband work. And I got a kink in my shoulder. Man, I can't even tell you. I've not hardly been able to sleep for about 3 days. And it just takes away my effectiveness, our effectiveness. And we like to blame the devil. Say, oh, that devil is attacking you. Oh, no, it ain't the devil. In fact, I haven't been exercising. I'm not in the physical condition I need to be in, even at 71 years old. Because why? I'm at my prime. I have so much knowledge and information and courage. I want influence. I want to walk down the street and people know who I am. Why? Because I want influence. Ask yourself this. I did that, Janine. I got in the sauna last night, made a big difference. Thanks for that. LeBron James walks down the street. Do you think he has influence? You think that LeBron James has? I think he has influence, right? Yeah. I think Shaq O'Neal walks down the street. Yeah, I think he has influence. I don't want to be famous to be famous. I want impact, influence. That's what I'm about. Some of you still haven't figured it out. And that's why the Lord put us here. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. My eyes have not seen me, ears not heard, neither have I even entered into the heart of man the things God has in store for those that love him. We're more than a conqueror through Christ who gave. We're more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors. More. And I just saw another guy. I went out to eat yesterday with my buddy Rodney. God bless Rodney. And he took me out for breakfast again yesterday and had some good time with him. And then find out this other guy dies. And I saw his obituary today. He's 80. He was 80. I don't know, 81 years old, whatever he was. He's dead. He's deader than a doornail now. His influence is gone. Your influence gonna be gone. You ain't, huh? If you aren't doing something for the cause of Christ, what's it all about? Huh? I'm leaving a legacy for my children and my grandchildren. I hope my grandkids have great memories of their grandpa. I hope they do. But other than that, what? So, you know, greater Christ said that we're to lay down our lives. Greater love has no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that look like when you lay down your life for your friends? I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't even close to it. I love myself way too much. I do. Christ called us to die. Oh, that's hard, man. We don't want to die. That old natural man inside of us, man, he don't want to give up. He wants to make it all about him. And we are coming. I got some good stuff this morning. I'm sorry. I've been doing this 11 minutes. I'm sorry. I got some great stuff to share with you today. And as we get ready to take a communion, I got to tell this story real quick. Some of you maybe remember Robert Sellers. Maybe you don't. He hung around Big Rich. And, you know, we went and did some things together. In fact, we spent a weekend together down in Dollywood, down that area. And I hadn't heard from Robert in like forever. And Robert called me yesterday out of the blue. I said, Coach, I got to share this with you. I had a miracle. I said, what? I said, yeah, Coach, I had a miracle. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me I had rectal cancer, I think it was. Stage 3 rectal cancer. I think it's rectal. Could be wrong. Sorry, Robert, if I am. And they came in. They told me they're going to cut this out and pull on this and do this and do this and do this. And I said, man, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. I said, I'm ready to go. If the Lord takes me home. Heaven's my home. I'm ready to go by. You ain't gonna cut me up like a old piece of baloney. I'm not gonna do that to me. The doctors, of course, they can't wait to get in there and throw those chemicals in there, slice and dice you, right? Robert said, I ain't gonna live like that. He said he went back 3 days later for another consultation and they could find no cancer. None. Isn't that something? Now, why does God heal some? I don't know. Joe, I've trampled your time. You got up early out there. It's 4:13 out there where Joe is out there. Go ahead, Joe, and lead us in communion. Hey, remember, folks, it's about him. It ain't about me. It's about him and advancing his kingdom, not mine. It's about him living his life through me, not my life. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives in me. In the life I live by the grace of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. Why isn't that the mentality of the church? Why is it? What has happened to us? Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Producer? Henry. Thank you, sir. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Who's that? Who's that again, Joe?
Whosoever believeth in him.
Is there any other way to heaven? Can you get to heaven by being born a Jew? Does that get you to heaven, Joe? Can you get to heaven by making the sign of the cross and going to confession and doing the what is that thing you always did on Holy Week? The stages of the cross. Is that how you get to heaven? Saying 5 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys, that's how you do it? I didn't think so. Go ahead.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
but
have everlasting life.
There's a lot of
whosoever believeth in him, Coach.
Yeah. Whosoever means there's some whosoever aren'ts. Did you know that, folks? Whosoever will, there's whosoever won'ts.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Not just the people, the world, the entire cosmos through him might be saved. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Go ahead.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
You can't be born Catholic, born Methodist, born Lutheran, born Presbyterian, born Jewish. Be born all you want to, dude. Come on.
But he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light.
Christian
because
men.
Their deeds were evil.
Christian men approved of evil deeds. Christian men are okay with it.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
That's right, man. Hey, you go to that light, all of a sudden they spend spotlight on you. Your deeds get reproved, don't they, huh? Oh, who are you to judge? Don't be so judgmental, Coach.
Yes, they do, Coach.
I'm sorry. I'll let you go, Joe. This is bubbling up inside of me. I'm trying to push it down.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest.
You can see him, baby.
That they are wrought in God.
Wow. Wow. If that was the only gospel you ever knew, that'd get you somewhere, wouldn't it, folks? Rather than 47 steps for 47 blessings for 47 days. That right there, you just did that.
It would keep you out of the barbecue.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts. Grateful that our lungs are full and our hearts are beating. We're grateful for our families, for our homes, for our comforts, for our heating and for our air conditioning in the afternoon. And Lord, we are so grateful for what you've done for us. And as we go through this Friday and then the weekend, please let us help us focus on what is right. Take captive those thoughts that we should, all thoughts, only letting those take residence which serve you, Lord. And Lord, help a little more often every day people to see you in us, Lord. To see you in us. And you know, Lord, our country is filled with falsehoods, filled with liars and people who proclaim them as the truth, and many and many and many who believe the lies as truth.
Amen.
We live in the time when what's evil is presented as good, and what is good is presented as evil. We live in a time when even your word could be outlawed. But we will not stand for this, Lord. We here on this call will stand up and not let that happen. And we are taking a stand on many things, Lord, on those things that you would have us do. And we are so grateful for Coach, who took a stand and it changed his life. And we are grateful that he is guiding us now. And as we come to you in communion, Lord, please forgive us our sins and our transgressions as we consider ourselves. Bring us cleansed into your sight. Bless this bread and drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you so much for all you do for us every day and for what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread.
By the way, Joe, I love your haircut. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for getting up early. By the way, Chad Estes is going to meet me in Texas. Chad's going to come over today. It's just a one-dayer. So it's a lot of good stuff. Okay, let me dig into some good stuff here. Somebody asked me answer. I can make this a flea flicker Friday, but I'm going to show you some stuff here before we do. Folks, at what point did Christian views become controversial? What do you think about that a minute? So Harrison Buttkicker, the guy for the Kansas City Chiefs, he came out and said something that probably 70% of Americans agree with. See, here's our dilemma. See, here's what they've done. They've been so good at distractions, right? That for the most part, I would say probably 70% of people who vote Democrat agree with conservative values. Probably do. They live probably by conservative values. Catholics, churchgoers, they probably do. But see, they've lost sight of what it's about, right and wrong and all that. But in the noise of confusion, they've lost sight of what's right and what's wrong. To the point where now this Harrison Buttkicker, that's what I'm going to start calling him, Harrison Buttkicker comes out and goes to a private college. He's invited to a private Catholic university. And he goes to a private Catholic university and speaks about what's going on. And are you kidding me? The NFL doxed him. Say, Coach, that's a word I don't know. What is doxed? Well, if you scroll down through here, it gave you his address. The NFL gave out his address, where people could go by and stand outside and throw mud at his house. And the NFL did that, right? There it is. Look at this. Kansas City Chiefs did it. They said, just a reminder that Harrison Buttkicker lives in the city of blank. That's called doxing people, unveiling where they live. Now, folks, help me out of here. I don't know if you watched all that. Doesn't matter if you did. How many people do you suppose in America live their lives according to conservative values? For the most part, conservative values. And Harrison Buttkicker goes to this Christian Catholic college and espouses conservative Catholic values. And he is what? He's a freak. He's some kind of freak. The NFL takes the time and comes out and says, listen, we do not agree with him. We don't agree. No, no, no. We in the NFL, we're for little boys getting their dicks cut off. No, no, no. We're for transgenderism. No, no, no. We're for all this wicked stuff. This guy here, he just plays in the league, but we sure don't hold his values. Look what happened to us. At what point did we get to the point where Christian values, the city of Kansas City, thanks. Wasn't the NFL, whatever. Where Christian values are so drugged through the mud the way they are. What happened? Why is Christianity so controversial? Pull up number two there. You got it? Pull up number two. It's from the Gateway Pundit. Oh, is that what you got? Scroll on down the bottom. Scroll clear on down, because I want to read this last right there. Start right there. Scroll up a little bit more, Ben, to where it starts. Where are the... Okay. It has been reported that the city of Kansas City has retaliated against a well-respected local resident member of the Kansas City Chiefs after he spoke about his religious views. Your Office X account likely published released residential location information. Yada. Anyway, I'm not gonna. They say when you start doing broadcasts, quit reading, folks. What makes normal sex people controversial? People who agree in, promote, live normal sexual lives. What makes that controversial? And why is it that the NBA, the NFL, all of them are doing everything they can? Let's go to number, go to 2A. 2A. So here's George, step all over us. I'm going to switch gears here. Hang on with me. George, step all over us. Something has gone wrong. No, that's not right. The link didn't come up? Oh, my goodness. Huh? Do I get it? Well, heck with it. Anyway, George, step all over us. They come out and they attack him. Oh, there it was. Go back there. Scroll down. There, Robin Roberts. Click on her. The one clear over on the right. Yeah, the girl in the red. Click on her. Yeah! She had an awkward exchange. Scroll down. This is what I wanted to get. Hey, Brett, how you doing? Sitting there with Clay. You're going to get spoiled. Click on that. I don't know. What the heck? I'm sorry. This is really... Scroll down. I think this is it. No. Okay. And anyway... George, step all over us, comes in and talks about this controversial. Why, this guy's for traditional marriage. What the heck? Who do they think lives in America? This is all failure, again, failure of the church, okay? Now, look, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Then I'm going to show you something. Then I'm going to switch because I'm going to show you something I think is really, really important. Come on in, Joe Allen.
Excuse me. I know you know this, but just reassure your wife, you got eight warriors on your trip down here, on your trip come down. You got, you have OJ, you got Mark, you got Clay, you got me, you got Trent, you got Louisiana there in Texas. So there's no worry. We will come to your aid.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm not going to need any aid, but I sure appreciate you saying that, Joe. Amen. I know we got them all over the place. Mark Mattingly. Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, Coach, I'm blessed. Hey, I told my wife this morning, Christy, before she left for work, you got to listen to this Harrison Butker speech. I said, I want to hear that from a pastor in the pulpit.
That's
and
right.
I have never... In my life, I am 65 years old. I have never heard a pastor say anything like that from the pulpit.
Nope.
It's like the Black Robe Regiment. And then whoever in here has not heard it, you got to listen to it. You've got to listen to it. Coach, one other thing. When you see my buddy Chad Estes, give him a hug and tell him it's from me.
I'll do that. Chad, I don't know if you guys know this. Chad has body odor. So I'll try not to get real close to him. Just kidding. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, where's Patrick Mahomes? Born again believer.
That's right. Where Patrick is Patrick Mahomes? Yes, Roger. Yeah. His teammates, where are they?
Where are the believers? Well, especially Patrick Mahomes. He publicly pronounces his faith in Christ. He ought to be having a press conference today standing next to him.
Well, they can't do that, Roger, because they're celebrating Jason Kelce and that witch that he dates, right?
Yeah. Well, not only the witch, but, Travis Kelce or whatever Kelce it is.
Whichever one it is.
he likes to get his diploma about 10 years late, then smash a beer can on his head and open it up and drink it. On the stage next to the president. And that's what the NFL wants to support. I do love the football season, and I know a lot of the people here don't watch any football, and that's fine. I do enjoy it. But boy, this makes you pause for a second.
It does, man.
I know one thing. I'm pausing. I am pausing and thinking about this. But they'd rather support open up a can of beer when I get my diploma.
Roger, can you imagine if Taylor Swift or whatever her name is, if she was invited to speak at Harvard and she spewed all that left wing stuff, why, she'd be a heroine, wouldn't she? She'd be a hero.
I would hope, yes, I would hope anybody on this queue who was ever attacked like this, that those of us on this queue would get in our car and go stand next to them. Because coming. That's what's coming if it's not already here. We go stand here next to them.
Amen. Amen. So our good, intrepid producer there found this thing I wanted to play of George Stepp all over us, right? See, they make it controversial, folks. You understand? It's not controversial. They make it controversial. I think that's it. Go and play it. No, that's not it, I don't think. Yeah, that is. Yes,
backlash.
It is.
Super Bowl champion Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker getting some backlash after his commencement speech at a Catholic university for comments he made about gay rights, abortion, and the role of women in society. Stephanie Ramos has the story. Good morning, Stephanie.
George, good morning. Super Bowl champion Harrison Butker delivered his roughly 20-minute address at the Catholic private liberal arts school in Atchison, Kansas City.
Catholic
he hit
private,
on a number
liberal.
Of topics, including the roles of men and women, to the COVID response and President Biden's policies.
He kicked the longest field goal in Super Bowl history to lead the Kansas City Chiefs to victory over the 49ers.
Hang on a minute. I just got to point this out. She called it a field goal. Gold. Did you hear that? Field goal. So she's calling it a field goal, and nobody corrects her, and yet she's an expert. Go ahead.
That is now 9 consecutive makes from outside 50 for
field
Butker.
Gold.
But this
made
morning, Harrison Butker is making headlines for his remarks off the field. During a commencement address at Benedictine College, a conservative Catholic liberal arts school in Kansas.
It is safe to say that over the past few years, I've gained quite the reputation for speaking my mind.
Butker sounding off about working women.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
Butker then referring to Pride Month, which celebrates the LGBTQ community, as a deadly sin.
Not the community. Deadly sin sort of pride that has an entire month dedicated to it, but the true God-centered pride that is cooperating with the Holy Ghost to glorify him.
I couldn't believe it was such an outdated, antiquated view on LGBTQ people and women.
Glad.
And using religion in a way.
Butker also mentioning priests who become too familiar with parishioners, illustrating his point by borrowing a line from a song written by a certain famous teammate's girlfriend.
Because as my teammate's girlfriend says, familiarity breeds contempt.
That line from Taylor Swift's Bejeweled quickly drawing the ire of Swifties. One writing,
whoa,
I didn't think you grasped the message of the Taylor Swift song you quoted. Go listen to all her albums as homework. The NFL reacting to the speech saying,
uh-oh,
Harrison Butker gave a speech in his personal capacity. His views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger.
Yeah, makes
it
real strong.
Some mixed reviews in the crowd, but guys, in the end, Butker did receive a standing ovation from the graduates, from many graduates, and some of those attendees there.
Hang on a minute. Here comes the response from a lesbian. Go ahead.
He's there.
Yeah, usually the commencement address is about the graduates, not about your personal views in that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's important to
Michael Strahan, former NFL guy, sitting there with a cork in his mouth.
Did
invite right,
him,
why?
And he's made his Catholic conservative views very well known. But you're right. It's uplifting, right? An uplifting speech? I don't know.
But as you said, he got a standing ovation after that.
Right.
All right, Stephanie, thank you.
Yeah, she's a lesbian. Proud of it, right? Right. We gotta celebrate her, that lesbian. Gotta celebrate her. This butt kicker. Why? Throw him to the wolves. Huh? By the way, record amount of Christian Butker football jerseys were sold over the weekend. A record number, right? So how is it that the media is so missing it, right? Why is it? See, they're not missing it. They're promoting it. Come on in, Clay.
Well, good morning, Coach, and I happen to be here with Clay Parker, and that's I'm scary. So thankful for your team all over America, Coach. We are listening to you in this locker room, and as a former football guy, nobody likes kickers, but we do now. This
you
kicker
sure
should
now.
Be celebrated and celebrated for sharing truth. The NFL hates Jesus Christ.
They do.
They hate. They're not a whosoever. That whosoever believeth in him. Who's him? Jesus Christ. Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
I love you, Coach. And Joseph Allen, you got a horse in Ohio, Brett, that'll be somewhere in America. So sound the alarm, and I'll take my horse, and we'll ride in to rally, Coach.
All right. Hey, Brett. Hey, Clay, make sure you feed him, will you? Blessings.
You too, Coach.
All right, Craig, come on in.
Well, Coach, when the play, when you have come up against someone, you gotta have another play against them, right?
Yep.
Can you see what's on the screen there? That's my human trafficking awareness trailer. I just got it back from getting it labeled. That's Saving God's Children on it. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burden so you can fulfill the law of Christ. Inside, I'm going to have pictures of missing children. I'm going to have my TV with my video links of people. Here we got Job praying on the side here. We're going to be taking this to different types of events. I've already got it at the Hagerstown Speedway. We just got a new baseball team called the Flying Boxcars. We're going to be having here. That's what you look at when you're going down the road. When you're traveling behind here, see that girl's eyes looking at you? They're looking at you. It says, stop child traffickers in your community there.
Amen. Amen.
And then when it goes down here, there's a little hand. I don't know if you can see that. See, it's pointing at you. It says, you hold the key. We do. We do. So we got to get Amen. Involved in a game.
So
the evil, they can run a play, but you can run a better one with the Lord. And I want to thank people that have supported me and getting this here. This might not change America, but it's going to change the Washington County area, because this thing is going to be up and down the road here. It's going to be in parking lots, and we're going to take Honk and Wave to the next level.
Amen, Craig. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Great, great work out there. Great work out there. And God, man, keep after him. Thanks to all you guys out there that are helping Craig advance the kingdom. That's what I love about there. So many great things going on. Laura Ann, come on in.
Hey, let's pray for Harrison and his family, because he's going to need it if they have drive-bys.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this man who's a man after your own heart. And he's standing up for the rights of men. And he's standing up and he's fighting for females, to be females. And this is the natural family month. What a way the kicker kicked off and just shot it right through the goalposts.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that your word did not come back null and void, and that you will shut down every weapon that's formed against him or his family or his kids, and you will protect him. We ask you, Lord God, to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. And from the presidents to the owners that literally doxed a family to meet a different agenda to put them on a chopping block is despicable. But Lord God, you said you'd raise up the standard against them. You said that you would protect them. You said vengeance is mine. So Lord God, I thank you how you're going to protect this family and what you're going to do. And I thank you, Lord God, that he encouraged women to be women, females to be females, men to be men.
Mm.
In this natural family month. And we thank you for protecting them. And we thank you for everything that you're doing here in this queue, and that we're able to raise up our shields and lock and load them together in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the NFL supports a witch in what's her name? And opposes a guy like this. What's that tell you? Kevin, come on in. Then after Roger, stop, because I want to shift gears. I got to show you this today. Go, Kevin.
Three things. Craig,
Awesome job, buddy. Keep it up.
Yep.
Coach, I got you covered from the St. Louis Arch all the way to the middle of Oklahoma, and Randy probably has you covered from there. So, and then the Hunt's wife, the owner of the Kansas City Chief, she come out in support of Mr. Harrison Butker. Yeah. Boy, what a name. Butker.
Butt kicker. Butt kicker. Amen, buddy. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. What about a boycott of the NFL? Does the church have the balls to do that? No, no way. Roger.
I think what bothers me the most is these guys that are so-called Christians in the public, they ought to be rallying around him.
Unbelievable.
Yep. But it's about money. What does it take to be bold with some of these people? You need $5 million in your contract for you? Give me $5 million, hell, I'd be going to prison every other month. my little worry about, you know, who's going to take care of my family be taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Clown
that's on that talk show with the teeth in the middle, missing, I forget his name, you just mentioned it.
Michael Sherry Shan.
Yeah, you know, he's a believer. Doesn't say squat. Worried about, he probably is worth $30 million. What does it take to have a little stand-up courage? You know, I don't know if I'm making my point.
No, there, you're making your point. Yeah, you're making
your point. How much more money do you need to have the security of this world so that you'll stand up for your faith? How much do you need, Patrick Mahomes? You have a $400,000 contract, $200 million guaranteed. I'm sorry, $200 million guaranteed. What does it take? How much security do you need to stand up for Christ with that worldly security? How much do you need?
That's right, Roger. And a guy like him could be calling all the Christian friends that he has in the NFL, and they all could be standing up in support of Butt Kicker. Yeah. Hey, Brett, that's the way it works, right? They all know each other. The believers all know each other.
They all know each other, Coach. And you're nailing it. Ye synagogue of Satan that say you're Jews and you're not. Ye Christians that say you're Jews and you are not. We're going to call them out. And I'm much more of a high school football and college football guy. That Luciferian NFL, we should rally against that. They say they're Christians, but you're not. You are not a Christian.
Where is some Bible-believing owner? Where is the black football player who goes to church on every Sunday? All it would take is about, maybe 100 of those players to say, we're not coming to a game. Or five on a team saying, you want me to play safety? Good luck. I'm not.
See, I just pulled a muscle. I just pulled a muscle in the shower. Yeah. Sorry, I can't play.
A little work stoppage might have them come to their senses to at least be neutral on it, neutral.
How can the church be so ineffective? How can the church be so ineffective? Martin, quickly. Then I want to switch gears.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Brett and Roger hit it. If you're not doing, I'll say this, because I do it. If you're not doing, you're not a believer. If you're not doing, you're not a believer. You don't want to believe me? Then listen to the Pastor James who wrote the book of James. You're not a believer if you don't do. Thank you, Coach.
Amen. Okay, so I'm going to switch gears on you right now, all right? This is important. Pull up number three. I don't know if you guys know Ivan Raiklin or not. Ivan came and spoke at one of the events we had down in Cincinnati. We know Ivan, all right? We know Ivan. Ivan knows us. Now, this is, I want you guys can watch all this later on, okay? I'm going to start this. I want you to play it at 1.5 speed. I want you to start it at the 5-minute mark. I'm going to stop you a couple different times. Ivan, listen, folks. The good guys, I know we've been hearing it. I know we have. This guy's busting it out. He is beginning to name names of exactly what's getting ready to happen. So put it at the 1.5 speed. Let it rule for a while. I'm not going to get into the history of Ivan Raiklin and who he is. Trust me, this dude is connected, and this dude is fierce, and this dude ain't backing down. Go ahead and play this.
Jordan.
Just an interview. Somebody interviewing
everybody. All these guys?
Every single member that you think I talk to or may talk to, I talk to them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you guys talk about? Like, what's the reason that you talk to them?
Everything that I put out publicly, I also provide that to them.
Uh-huh. And I guess
I don't do anything behind the scenes. Like, behind closed doors.
Everything is transparent. What are you hoping to get out of talking to them? Why you do it?
I want to guarantee Elon Musk discloses the direct messages for the mother of all Twitter files so that the entire country can see what just occurred to them, from starting from the illegal spying operation, the corrupt DOJ and FBI. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was to seize the evidence that was declassified by Donald Trump in the last few hours of his first term, which involved the Crossfire Hurricane details, which would list all the names that I've mentioned so far, whether it was Lisa Page, who was Andy McCabe's chief counsel at the time, along with Peter Strzok, a guy by the name of Joseph Pianca III, who is currently the number three individual at the San Francisco field office. So you have a chief, you have the special agent in charge, you have a ASAC, assistant special agents in charge, and then you have the ASAC for counterintelligence. That guy is a guy by the name of Joseph Pianca III, who was the second agent that was deployed to interview General Flynn on January 24th, 2017, in order to get General Flynn fired or to get him to lie. That was an entrapment. And that's the same agent that was deployed in August of 2016 to the Trump campaign to do what they call a counterintelligence briefing, a defensive one, but with the secondary purpose in order to, and this was him, Pianca, along with Trump, Chris Christie. You know that Chris Christie's attorney during his Bridgegate scandal was Christopher Wray?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. And then the third person in that meeting was a guy by the name of General Flynn. Joe Pianca was deployed by the Crossfire Hurricane leadership, authorized by the general counsel at the time, Jim Baker, who then later became the Twitter 1.0 number two.
He's going to freeze out a second. So, folks, here's what I'm going to put in the chat. I want you to watch this. Here's what he's saying. Ivan has been working with a group. They have all of – I was with Tom Renz. We were with Tom Renz this last weekend, and he told me, Tom Renz said, they have all the information. Tom Renz, I have all the information. I don't have the money to do what needs to be done to get this out, to expose all this. Ivan says, we've got it all. We've got it all, and we're going to start exposing it. Now, I'm going to move it to the 11-minute mark. Move it to the 11-minute mark and listen to his plan of what they're going to do, because as we've said over and over and over, it isn't going to happen in Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Imagine this.
Hey, hang on. Hang on. Put it at regular speed. I don't want to hurry through this. Listen to what's going to happen here. I hate computers. Bear with us a second here, folks. Again, we know Ivan Raiklin. We know him. We know him. All right? We know him. Good guy. And put it at the, what I say, 11-minute mark. There you go.
So imagine this. When you take a look at the direct messages and the geotagged location data of the 350-plus members on that deep state target list, and then you curate that, Elon Musk, and then do geotagging of the communications, and then you present those communications to name the county of the 3,143 county and county equivalents in our nation, the 50 states and the 6 federal districts, right?
Okay.
And then you identify where a treasonous communication took place. And then you present that to the local DA, similar to good old Alvin Bragg. That then will create the nexus to showcase this criminal, conspiratorial, seditious conspiracy and treason charge. And that local DA, the local sheriff, will then be deputizing folks like Ivan Raiklin and those of us that were thrown out of the military because we did not comply with the illegal DNA mutilation injection, the forced DNA mutilation injection.
Do you mean the COVID vaccine?
I'm talking about the CCP-19 lab incident money-making scheme by Pfizer, the Pfizer fail, the Moderna mutilation, or whether it was just the myocarditis making heart exploding J&J jab. So those of us that were either thrown out or left because we would not participate in the DNA mutilation of our own physiological beings, there's 80,000 of us that are ready, willing, and able in order to be deputized by appropriate sheriffs throughout the country to be participants as lawful deputies to conduct the live stream swatting raids of every single person that we can identify that conducted the necessary unlawful activity by county on my deep state target list.
Okay, freeze it. Put it in there so you can watch the rest of it. You guys understand what he's saying? They have all this data, all this information. They have pinged phones of people. Let's say that I'm Coach Dave. I'm sitting here in Hebron, Ohio, and I'm communicating with somebody in Washington, D.C., regarding a conspiracy to overthrow the presidency, whatever it might be. They have that information, and they're taking that information to the local police, to the local sheriff, to get the local sheriff to charge individuals in the local, not in D.C., not in there where it's all rigged. No. Grand juries all across America bringing these guys to justice. Do you have any idea? Maybe Spencer, let's see how good you are. Google how many red counties there are in the United States of America. And then if these sheriffs in these red counties begin then to push back, you get what's going on? Then L.A. and D.C. and New York and Chicago, they're not controlling everything. Now it comes back into the hands of the locals. There it is. Spencer, you're good. I'll give you a tip when you come up. I can't find it yet. How many Republican counties are there in the U.S.? 2,368 solid Republican counties in the United States, which are home to 118 million people. And additionally, there are 34 new Democratic counties that voted for Joe Biden. So in other words, they're going to go to 2,368 counties and find sheriffs with some gonads and present the evidence to them. And then the sheriffs are going to push back against these forces of darkness. This is what Ivan Raiklin has been working on for how long? Look at that. Look at the red. Look at that map, folks. Look at that map. We so outnumber them, but we are being controlled by the large cities. Look along the East Coast there. Look along the West Coast. That's where all the votes are. Look at Ohio. Look at Ohio. The blue in Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, and surprisingly one down there. I don't know whether that's Marietta or whatever. The rest of the state, look at Oklahoma. Not a blue county in Oklahoma. Not one. And why are we losing? Because all that blue up there by New Hampshire and Connecticut and all that, look at that. And look over in the coast. And those are the ones who are in control of everything, because that's where the huge populations are. And so we go to those guys and we don't get any satisfaction. Why? Because they're all bought and paid for. You get it? You get what's going on? So I've been, from a distance, I don't want to sound more important than I am. I've been from a distance following what Ivan's been doing for a couple of years. We had him come and speak at our event a couple of years ago. Folks, good guys are coming. Good guys are coming. Oh, it ain't going to be the DOJ. They're the bad guys. They're the ones who are going to be arrested and hanged. That's the way I see it. Randy.
Coach, do you see God's plan coming together?
Yes, I do.
Coach, what we're doing in Oklahoma here is setting a model. We're setting a model for the rest of the states to follow. Look, when we go to these courthouses, Coach, guess what? Every county sheriff's connected right there to it. We get to pray all around it too, Coach. We're covering not only the court. We're not only bringing down strongholds over the court, the judicial system. We're raising up, strengthening the sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs. We're killing a lot of birds with one stone here, Coach. Right.
We're making the sheriffs accountable to the people, aren't we? See, folks, your elected representative, he ain't going to do crap in Washington, D.C. Your elected official ain't going to do crap. All politics are local. Meaning what? The sheriff of Licking County, Randy Thorpe, can bring charges against somebody in Licking County for conspiracy. Oh, you know they're out there. You know that they're connected, right? How many of those Republicans, how many of those Democrats out there have been doing that crap behind the scenes, buying off people? Well, payday someday.
So, Coach, Ivan Raiklin's plowing his row, Coach, is my point. I'm a little person out here. I'm plowing my row. Coach, if everyone will just plow their row, their God has got a huge field here. He's getting ready to do something humongous. But one more thing, Coach. Ken Warren is going to be in Georgia. He's going to be around Hinesville, Georgia, and they're going to do the courthouse in that county with his cousin that lives there. He's going out there. And so anybody in Georgia in that area, I would love for them to get connected. Call me. Let me know. I'll connect you with Ken Warren.
Amen. Amen.
He's one
Amen.
Of us.
Awesome, Randy. Great job. By the way, Judd just put in the chat. Great point, Judd. All these ex-military guys are going to be deputized. All these guys that were thrown out, are you picking up, right? All those guys who were who wouldn't take the jab, who wouldn't bend over and say, ah, all those guys are not going to be able to be deputized locally to round up these scoundrels. Say, oh, Coach, that'll never happen. You watch. You watch. Jeff, go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, just on that topic, we just got a guy elected here in Knox County to our new sheriff, Sheriff Dan Weckesser. He's a strong, bold man, Christian man, constitutional, and just for our guns, he is going to make a difference here in Knox County. So we got a good one coming in January.
All right, we got to connect with him, man. Got to connect. Joe Allen. Hey, real quick, Spencer, get number one ready for me. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I met Ivan at one of the training schedules here down south here. Yeah, he is a Green Beret wholeheartedly as a lawyer. You're right. Special forces are going to come to our aid that were kicked out.
Amen. 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 It's going to happen. Okay, I want to show you. I want to leave you on this, a little bit of encouragement today. This Elise Stefanik, she got more balls than most guys in there. So she just learned her this testimony from this wonk. And I just want you to hear. We need more folk like this. Go ahead. That's Thomas.
Gentleman yields back. I now recognize Ms. Stefanik for 5 minutes.
Oh, I love being able to respond to the novice from New York. First of all, thank you so much for stating the obvious that political lawfare is, in fact, election interference. That's what we're seeing with the sham Alvin Bragg trial. Thank you also to the novice freshman member for New York, highlighting that withholding military aid to an ally for a political purpose, just like Joe Biden is doing to Israel. Always grateful for you stepping in it. Mr. Costello, in your opening statement, you said that in the over 50 years serving as a lawyer, you, quote, have never seen the types of politically motivated cases that have been brought in this presidential election season. These political cases are being used as a weapon of war to damage, defeat, or impede political adversaries and their allies. Instead of political warfare, it is lawfare, a cancer upon our collective judicial system. I want to begin with Alvin Bragg's weaponized sham trial in New York. Isn't it true that in Alvin Bragg's campaign for Manhattan DA, Bragg specifically ran on going after President Donald Trump?
That is true.
Isn't it true that Bragg's predecessor, Cy Vance, declined to prosecute President Trump?
That is true.
And the FEC also did not prosecute President Trump?
That is true.
And the DOJ did not prosecute President Trump in this case?
The DOJ referring to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District?
Correct.
Absolutely true.
And one of the reasons the Southern District of New York turned down this case was because the supposed star witness, according to Alvin Bragg, Michael Cohen, was totally, quote, unworthy of belief. Isn't that true?
Without a doubt.
This is the same Michael Cohen who pled guilty to 7 counts in an indictment that had absolutely nothing to do with President Trump and actually predated the first time he met President Trump. Correct?
Absolutely true.
And in fact, this is the same Michael Cohen who perjured himself to Congress. Isn't that true?
Yes.
In fact, when called as a witness in this sham trial, Cohen was asked directly if he was honest during his testimony to Congress. He said no, admitting perjury. But it's not just Bragg's case that is a total sham and illegal political lawfare going after Joe Biden's top political opponent, Donald Trump. This rot goes deep all the way up to the top in the Oval Office. Because when Congress referred this admission of Cohen's perjury to Joe Biden's DOJ, isn't it true that the DOJ has refused to prosecute?
That is true.
Isn't it correct that Michael Colangelo, who was the third highest ranking official in Biden's DOJ, was transferred to Bragg's office to run this weaponized prosecution of President Trump? Isn't that true?
Not only true, but it's unheard of.
Unheard of. It's a disgrace. Do you agree that this weaponization of lawfare goes straight to the top with the purpose of helping Joe Biden's failing presidential campaign?
The circumstantial evidence definitely supports that.
And the unconstitutional gag order on President Trump from New York Judge Merchan is unprecedented lawfare.
As far as I know, absolutely.
And let's go to the daughter of the judge. Isn't it true that she is raising millions of dollars off of this sham case?
Well, I have to say I've read that in the media. I don't know it of my own knowledge.
It is true.
Thank you.
One additional question. I want to talk about the rigged an unprecedented jury selection process. Isn't it true that Bragg's team asked the jurors if they followed Trump on social media?
Yes.
And isn't it true that they did not ask any of the potential jurors if they followed Biden on social media.
Or Michael Cohen.
Or Michael yes. Cohen. Yeah. And isn't it true that 87% of the jurors said they voted for Joe Biden?
That's true.
Is this unprecedented and lawfare jury shopping?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Political lawfare for the purpose of election interference to go after Donald Trump. Do you agree?
All right, we got to run. This... winning, man. Everywhere you look, we're winning. We got to keep after him, huh? Oh, man, oh, man. What a time to be alive. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. See you on Monday.